Welcome, everyone. I'm Beaver, and today we have Banana. It is Beaver and Banana on Beaver and Banana Tuesdays. So, Banana, you're Beaver.
No, I'm the banana. You could be the beaver eating the banana.
All right. Yes. So, Beaver eating a banana is how we're going to open this from now on. But yes. We're not, because I'm going to forget. Anyways, I want to hop right into this with a question for you, Ryan.
Okay.
Would you A, rather be fucked in the ass, or B,
yes,
suck a dick to completion? Those are your options, A or B.
Well, I already kind of got a big mouth, so I mean, I guess I'm not stretching any other holes in my body.
Really? That's what you'd go for?
I think so.
I bring this up, right? I bring this up. I ask you this question because I sincerely believe that in the U.S. right now, that's kind of where we're at, right? With our two-party system going on with the Democrats and Republicans, it feels like that's what's happened. Like the entire nation of the U.S. was being sit down and being told, okay, you got two options. A, you get fucked in the ass, or B, you suck a dick to completion, right?
Right.
And I have a feeling that there's a lot of people, most everybody's going to say, no, I don't want either of those. But everyone's going to have an option that they lean more to for one reason or another. Right. But we know that they're just not good options anyway. Right. But you're going to have a sway that you're which one you want. And the fact of the matter is that means, you know, everyone has to do one or two. You can't get your option. It's everyone either has to get fucked in the ass or everyone has to suck a dick to completion. It's everyone. So I can see that, you know, if you're really like, sucking a dick is no problem to me, but I absolutely don't want to get fucked in the ass, then it becomes this huge deal, right?
Right.
Then you're like, absolutely, oh, fucking these ass fuckers, fuck them and fuck their families. And I hate them and I hate everything that they stand for. And the other guy's like, you know, I take large shits, so I hardly feel anything in my ass. I don't want the taste on my tongue. Fuck this guy. Fuck him and his dick loving lips and his dick loving family and all that.
Right.
Right. That's where we're at with politics right now. I feel.
I mean, I think it's more, all right, do you want to suck a dick to completion? Or do you want to get fucked in the ass? And before you can answer, they're like, oh, surprise, it's both. Spit roast time.
Yeah, that is true. That does sort of follow it, follow things better.
Yeah.
Right. All right, you guys, we all voted for sucking a dick. Too bad, bend over, you're getting both.
Yeah, right? We were just curious. This in no way had any impact on anything.
Yeah, this is no way affected the course of what's about to happen.
Whatever you wanted will give you more of the opposite.
Yeah. By the way, Jeffrey Bezos is going to masturbate while this happens too, so enjoy.
And Zuckerberg's going to sit there in the corner.
Yeah.
Watch it all.
Zuckerberg likes it when you cry, so, you know, don't hold back.
And Elon Musk is going to sit there and watch it from the moon.
Yeah, Elon Musk is going to sit there and watch it from the moon and be like, hey guys, it feels awful what's happening to you, but you're gonna notice a bulge in his pants. You're gonna say one thing, his bulge is gonna say another.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So you'd actually go for the suck dick. See, we're on opposite ends there. I would definitely do the get fucked in the ass thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? One, fucked in the ass. I'm just laying there, and I just get a pain in my ass, right? I just got to lay there and do it. Sucking a dick to completion, you got to work it. You know what I mean? You have to do some work there.
Mm.
Also, you know what I mean? That's like your tongue and your taste. And you, I can't taste dick in my ass. I can taste dick in my mouth. You know what I mean? That feels like that just feels way worse. You're a fucking they're gonna lock eyes with you as you're
No,
down
I need everybody to be
there.
blindfolded.
Everybody needs to be blindfold.
That's a stipulation.
I don't know. It just feels much more intimate, lip to dick, situation where you get fucked in the ass. I'm not even. I'm just gonna lay there, and it's gonna be ow my ass for a little while. But whatever. I've taken large shits. I've eaten, nothing but chicken nuggets for a couple days, and just taken a fucking brick for a turd.
Yeah, still though, I don't know, man.
That's the perfect response to that. Still, yeah, I don't know, man.
Is bad either way, but I don't know.
Exactly. It's bad either way. So that's the situation. That's like we're now locked in a room, and we have to vote it out. What happens to us in the next couple of minutes? Like, what are we doing, man? I don't want to do that, but I don't know, man. I don't want to do that either.
Oh,
I,
God.
you, you can see how quickly that could lead to violence, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
could lead to people out on the streets yelling and screaming, tipping shit over. But then, like you said, at the very end of it's like, all right, guys, congratulations. You're
Yeah.
getting both.
I don't know, man. Like I can't see myself just being like just laying there and taking it. Like I feel like it's a power thing at that point, and I've lost all power. Like the other
I
way, you
don't.
probably think of the same thing. You're like, yeah, you've lost power there too. But nah, son, because I'm gonna make that shit horrible. You're gonna get the toothiest fucking blowjob of your fucking life.
That's the thing. It's not that you just got to put lip on dick. You got to do it to completion. So if you fuck up this blowjob, you're there for, 30, 40 minutes. Okay, you got the tooth in there, but now, you're just at it for even longer.
Nah, I don't even care. It's going to be a horrible experience for everybody involved.
I'll be at it for days.
It doesn't even matter, man. At that point, it's already there. The taste is there. It's all done. Nah, this you're going to suffer with through this with me. You're not going to enjoy this. It's going to we're going to
Wow,
both not be okay.
that's the very Republican mindset of you, man.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Right, Biden gets in there. No, nobody's gonna enjoy this. All right. Am I right? That's kind of how that feels.
Don't know. I'm just picturing like Donald Trump just being like, okay, now lay down. And then he climbs
Yeah.
behind you and then just, nah.
Oh,
He's not
man.
getting any joy out of me. That's no. We're gonna hate this together. You're giving me these two shitty options. You're going down with me.
Gotcha. Oh, man. But in the end, you still get fucked in the ass.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're still like either way, yeah.
Yeah.
You finish that one and you're like, oh fuck, finally. And then they're like, no, now there's two more.
One of them's going in your gooch. But it's like, how does that work? We don't know, but we're about to find out.
It's going in the
Yes. But I don't have one of those. You're about to.
But you're about to, O'Connor.
I didn't make billions of dollars and buy the government not to get your pussy.
That's what all the billionaires are actually after.
Right? I mean, it makes sense. God, because I feel like we shit on billionaires, but I feel like it's not the people, it's the money, right? I feel like I could grab about 99% of the population if I took them off the streets and suddenly gave them $1 billion. They're gonna be just as assholish as everybody else.
Yeah, we will suck.
Over time, Maybe if they were super poor and they go from super poor to having a bunch of money, they could have some empathy and do some good shit with it. But if that's like a slow build up, a slow burn to that, I think you just lose something.
Yeah. You become desensitized, so you get used to a new norm.
Right. And I guess that still affects us too, that are like at the midline, because how often do you think of fucking starving people that you could help? You know what I mean? Like you, we, oh, I mean, some of us are a little worse off than others, sure, but I mean, even $20 to some guy can give him, a little bit of food for a day and something cool. That's something kind of within your reach.
No, I'm laughing because you just reminded me of how shitty of a person I am. We were driving by in the car today, and I saw this group. It looked like a whole ass family standing in the median with a big ass sign about how they needed money and their whole sob story on this giant ass sign. And I just got so angry. And I'm like, motherfucker, go get a job. Why the fuck are you bringing your family out here to try to make me feel bad? What the fuck
See,
is your problem?
Republican, I knew it.
No, but I'm sitting here like, no, if it's like some old homeless guy just sitting on the side of the road, okay, that's fair. You're probably, you got issues. You got shit to deal with. I'll toss you something. But if you got a whole ass family where your kids are running around with fucking iPhones and y'all are sitting here texting and your clothes are all fucking clean and new and you had this giant fucking poster board that you went and bought somewhere and then
Right.
go, get the fuck out of my face, man. Like, I don't. You did all that
Yeah.
work. Go get a fucking job. Like, just, and then that.
Yeah. It should the that type of begging and everything should be the last resort type of thing, is I think where you're
Yeah.
getting at.
And then don't bring your fucking kids, man. Have some dignity, man. Don't fuck your
Right.
kids up like that.
Well, that's teaching them a whole horrible set of things for their life, because now that's just what they're gonna do. They have no That's not embarrassing for them anymore, so they're just gonna live life like that.
I mean, not only that, but don't let them see that that's the level you're at. Come on,
Well, again,
protect your kids a little bit.
yeah, that you should be protecting them to see that you have a little bit more honor than that, because if you do that, the kids now don't see that as bad, right? That's
Yeah.
something they grew up with, so they won't see it as the thing they're not supposed to do. And that's gonna, when they have kids, God forbid, they're gonna do that shit. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's happened actually here in Japan too. That I've hardly ever seen a homeless Japanese person asking for money via sign or anything like that. Right? That's fairly rare, if not just not seen. But I definitely saw this foreign guy who looked like younger than me, real nerdy dweeby type of dude at the train station, at a busy train station, holding up a sign that he has written in Japanese that's asking for money. Like that, oh, I'm having problems right now and da da da, and I need money and blah blah blah. And that hit me on multiple levels, because I'm like, damn, one, the balls on this motherfucker to be
Right.
a foreign asking for money in Japan, when you absolutely need a working visa to just be in Japan. If
Yeah.
the catch you doing that, you just get deported, right? So, damn, bro, like you really risking it in the busy fucking train station where anyone could point at you and there's police just around. I saw him doing it like two or three times there, so I don't know how the hell he got away with it. And B is that, as a foreigner in Japan, just teach English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get that a lot of people aren't good at it, but there's still such a demand just to have live interaction and talking with people in English for people to practice, because that is like the mo English is the most studied language in Japan, after Japanese, of course, but foreign language, the most studied foreign language, but they get little to zero chance to use it a lot of the times.
Right.
And So you can just sit there and talk to people and at least earn a little bit of money.
I
Again,
mean, yeah.
I've done that, and it's like these people will be like, they'll be like, "Oh, my English is zero level. It's no good. I can't do it." And then you'll get to them and talk, and you're like, "Oh, so how are you?" And they're like, "Oh, well, today I was a little sad, but I want to go here and do this, and I'm thinking about that." And I'm like, "Your fucking English is fine. You're good. You're not level zero. You're like fucking already there, man." And just talk to them a little bit. You can give them pointers about useful English phrases, what to say, and things like that. And that helps. It really does help because they get taught like grammatically correct English, but they don't get taught like pussy or important things.
The
You teach that. So yeah, that just blew my mind. I don't know what the hell happened to that dude, but
plot twist. Really, what he was doing was he was like, "All right, I came out here. Now I'm ready to go home, but I don't have the money to get home. I'm just gonna get my ass deported and get sent home for free."
that might be it. That's some next level thinking for sure. But I don't know, that the guy had to face him, a very punchable face. You know what I mean? Like I've always been I've actually put on a decent amount of weight and feel like a little bit more stronger and healthy in my life. But growing up, I'd always been pretty skinny,
Yeah.
scrawny dude, right? But I've also been tall, so tall, skinny guy kind of balances itself out, right?
Yep.
Right. But this guy was like fucking 5 foot 8 and maybe 60 pounds. He just
Nice.
fucking super, super skinny and scrawny, and he had the glasses on, and he had like the messy emo hair. And
Oh,
just
wow.
everything about him made me hate.
Just made you hate. Not made you hate him, just made you hate.
It just ruined my day looking at him. Just everything was worse in the world.
Man, it's not gonna be okay. What's wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look at that guy out there. It's just
Yeah, you look at him
the
and tell
world's
me that,
not right, man.
yeah, look at him and tell me that God has a plan. He doesn't. There's no plan. We're here to suffer.
Look at him and tell me there's a God.
Yeah, exactly. But oh, by the way, I want to switch on to a different philosophical question for you, right?
Right.
If in your mind, is the world a balanced place in the form of like a good and evil, bad and happiness and sad, all that stuff? Do you think it's balanced out in the world?
No.
No. Do you think it leans, or which way do you think it leans then?
I kind of feel like it leans more toward bad lately.
Lately. Okay.
Yeah.
So then let me ask you then, if you had the option, right? If you somehow, some cosmic being of unbelievable power appeared before you and gave you a button that said, if you hit this button, all of humanity's existence will disappear. So it's not like killing everybody, it's just like humans would have just not existed. And you can push that button and it erases all of it. Do you push the button?
No.
No. How evil of you.
Right?
Okay, yeah, why? Why wouldn't you do it?
Not my place to decide that.
Well, you were given that option. Clearly,
But
it's your
why? I
place.
don't think it's my place. I think it's whatever creation person's coming up to me saying, "Here, push the button." I'm gonna be like, "Nah, you don't get me to do your dirty work. This is the evil shit I'm talking about, you dick."
Well, yeah, maybe he's stressing out about it too. Maybe he's like, oh man, I don't know. God,
Let me go ask this random fuck over here.
yeah, I was like, I kind of like Futurama. If I do that, I can't watch that anymore. Like, fuck.
Nah, because if you snuff everybody out, then you also have to say what?
If I also delete the world, then I get rid of Big Bang Theory. So I lose Futurama, but also lose Big Bang. Is that win lose? How does this work? What's the math on this?
Yeah, but if you snuff out everybody, You're also snuffing out the good people who don't deserve it, the people who love life, who enjoy life, who enjoy existing.
Right, but that's the thing. They just, it's not snuffing them out. They just don't ever exist, so they never get those feelings to begin with.
Man, you can call it what you want. They're here now. They're not anymore after I push a button. That's killing. That's
okay.
Made a decision to murder everybody.
I don't know. I feel like I'd hit the button, man.
Well, let's just hope that nobody comes to
Yeah, we'll find out one day. When you just randomly stop existing, you'll know. But I mean, because for me,
God damn it, Max.
Yeah, son of a bitch. God, I was eating a burger. Could have waited.
I was eating a whole pizza for the first time in 2 weeks.
Right. God, you could have hit me on my fucking diet week. Jesus. But to me, I feel like you got to hit the button because the world is way more negative than positive.
Right.
To me, because there's like, what's like the happiest thing that could happen to you? What do you think would be the happiest thing could possibly ever happen?
Not to be cheesy, man, but kids, man. Watching your kids grow up.
Exactly. Watching your kids grow up is one of the happiest things that could happen to you. I could think of like 10 things off the top of my head that would be worse to happen to you.
Right.
Right? Because, yeah. You know, having kids is such a blessing and wonderful and people so much love and care and everything. But on the other hand of that, there have been people that have watched their kids go through unbelievably horrible things and then die. And where's the balance there? Is having those kids balanced out by all that terrible stuff? Like, I won't even talk about it because I'm sure in your brain you can imagine.
Right.
Right. All of the things that have happened to these adults, you got to remember those were somebody's kids at some point. Those parents may still be alive. They may be in their, 60s, 70s, but, they have to watch their kids on these fucking horrible websites that show gruesome shit happening to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And beyond that, there's some of the places, where the people have been forced to watch other people do something to their kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That level of evil and level of horribleness just can't be balanced out. It's like if you had this wonderful dish of pizza, right? You had this pizza and you're like, man, it has everything I like on it. It's wonderful. But somebody's like, oh, by the way, like 5% of that is smeared with dog shit. Randomly, there's dog shit, and you don't eat the pizza, right?
I want to say right, but considering what you know about like food products that you're given now and how like
don't try to tell me that there's already dog shit in there. I get it.
That's what I was gonna go for. There's already like rat parts and bugs, and there's like
right
percentage of shit that's allowed to be in your food.
That's the normal level shit that we've all grown accustomed to. Life tends to just have shitty times in it, which I understand because we all grow old. We all are going to have fucking bad backs and a shitty knee. And then our pancreas is going to give out and we die naturally. It's shitty, but we know it's going to happen. So that's like assumed natural shittiness. You're going to eventually have diarrhea and shit yourself. Or vomit all over everything and feel horrible. Those are normal levels that I could see easily balanced out by the other good in the world where, having a wonderful meal, hugging, kissing your wife or loved one, all of those like things are in the realm of normal and get balanced out. But then you have these extreme awful events that just don't have a match in their good category. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like you're saying, the bug pieces, the rat nails and whatever else are small and you can barely, they're covered up by the cheesy sauce. But then you have there the dog feces. And you could eat your whole slice of pizza and maybe not get any dog feces in it at all. You know what I mean? You could eat the entire piece and be like, hell yeah, no dog feces. But do you force other people around you? He's like, eat it and eat the dog shit because maybe I won't get the dog shit. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you're saying. So I don't think the world is balanced right now, but I think it will be eventually as long as we allow certain things to
White
happen.
people. Oh, sorry, what?
As long as we allow certain things to happen. Like, for example, you're going to choose the mouth, but they're going to go for your ass. See, balance.
Oh, God.
No, but I like I think eventually I don't know. We see more horrible shit these days, not because it's happening more often, just because we have more access to know that it's happening throughout the world.
Right, I know that. I mean, they had been putting people in brass bowls and cooking them alive slowly so you could hear them yell from the little horn that's inside of them since back in the ancient Greek days.
Right.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
What type of happiness do you have to have in your life that counteracts that? How can you meet that guy in the afterlife and be like, you do you, what, you getting that new car? Was that worth me, cooking alive? That that's the good thing in your life.
Yeah. I hear you. I don't know, man. I think it'll balance out eventually.
If you hear that glug glug glug, that's me getting some water here.
All right, well,
Anything?
let me clank some things up with my metal bottle that's full of ice. Let me see how loud this shit is.
The H2Os.
There you go. Loud ass clang.
That sounded like three.
Ah, no, I don't know, man. I just deep throated some water there.
How, I
I'm being prepared.
don't you isn't every water, I mean it, right?
I mean, not the way I do it. That was genuine.
I go past the larynx and go right into the lungs. When I go deep, deep, I,
No. Here's what I mean. You know how normal people like you fill your mouth up and then you swallow the water? Nah, that shit goes as a solid stream all the way down my throat.
I think it's normal that you do solid stream.
I don't think it
I'm pretty sure it is. Like the only time I do the like the mouth swish thing is like if my whole mouth is dry. Normally, well, I'm gonna fucking drink some more water here.
You've been deep throating water your whole life. Maybe you should go with the sucking dicks option.
No, you get like a glug, right? You just look, 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 and it goes down. You don't fucking like bleh into your mouth and then swallow and bleh in your mouth and swallow.
Don't know, man.
Learning new things. Okay, people in the comments. How the fuck do you drink? Feel like
First, I
a
put the bottle in my throat and then I open it up.
God. I put the bottle as far down my throat as possible, reach up my own ass, up and around and through the organs, uncap it and drink.
I
Oh,
do a
man.
handstand over the open bottle. I take the
I wonder how Jeffrey Bezos drinks water. Do you think he drinks anymore, or does he have people that he pays to drink for him?
base. I think he has people that he says he pays, but they come to him and they feed him his water and he doesn't let them unionize.
Of course not.
There was no joke behind that, just Bezos
No.
sucks.
Yeah. God. I remember you, Bezos. I remember you as your fucking sweater wearing, bald ass, can't rule the world. We know who you are.
Exactly.
Ah, man. I kind of wish to that I'd be able to see like an alternate version of myself that had won like a shit ton of money or has born into a fuck ton of money and just see what type of asshole I would be. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Because, you know, if you have the money to do all that shit and be an asshole, it's like, you know, it's not that you don't be an asshole for one day. You can't be an asshole for your entire life. And if you have the power to be an asshole, eventually one day you're going to slip up and just be an asshole, right?
I mean, just look at Trump. He's been an asshole his entire life.
That's true. I feel like he chooses that though.
Yeah.
Even on days when he doesn't need to be an asshole, he probably just goes out of his way to be like, no, I'm on a streak. Let's
Like
try to keep this going.
his ex-wife dies, and then he's like, let's bury her in my golf course.
Oh gosh.
You know he did that for real, right?
That's an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, he did that shit for real.
Why not?
She's buried under one of the holes.
I'm saying he's probably lined up the her hole and the hole, so
There you
when you knock one in, he giggles
There
one
is
last
no ball
time.
returned for this one.
Yeah. Oh God, what if that's what it is? Like there's the hole for the golf hole, right? And you like hit it in and he set it up so it goes like through her vagina and then pops out of her mouth through another hole.
Oof.
See, you know, I could honestly say that, you know, on most days, I wouldn't do something like that. But
On most days.
on a real bad day, on a real bad day where I'm feeling kind of out of it, if I had the money to do something like that to somebody I hated, you know,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah. Just don't fuck up around me.
Yeah.
You don't know what's gonna happen to you.
Yeah, you should always lead off with, so how's your day? Before we get into anything deep. Ah, man. But, yeah. Oh, did you hear about the soup? The climate activists soup? Stop oil people?
I don't think so, no.
That happened just recently, I think within the last 24 hours or so. Some climate activist people in a museum threw soup on one of Van Gogh's art pieces. I think
Oh, nice.
the sunflower one. They had
Yeah.
like a can of tomato soup and they threw it on there.
That's
I'm
lovely.
pretty sure that the thing is protected, like it was under behind glass. Or some other shit, but you know, still they're trying to. I'm not even sure if that's like the real one that they display. Pretty sure they have all the real ones under like fucking lock and key, but who knows?
Better hope.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, they were like, you stop oil because it's killing everybody and all that stuff. Which I mean, I agree. It is killing everybody.
But that's what you want, right? You push the button.
Well, hey, see again. I feel there's a distinction between killing somebody and non-existing somebody.
Well, maybe this was somebody pushed the button and this is how it's happening.
Oh man, I would be pissed if I was like, okay, well, I choose the non-exist thing. Okay, well, the way we're gonna get everyone to non-exist is by having them kill each other. I'm like, no, oh, come on. You have all this cosmic power and you choose to be an asshole, and it's like you didn't ask me how my day was.
Didn't you see what happened? You didn't learn anything from the suck a dick or take it up the ass part of your life?
Right? I'm saying.
Are no good options.
He's like, yeah, I like Donald Trump. What about it? Like, oh, fuck. Oh, geez. But yeah, I don't know why people don't invest in nuclear power. Ryan, why don't you have nuclear power?
Bitch, that's why I don't have nuclear power.
Ah, come on, it's cheap. It's like you put a glowing rock in water and it gets hot. It can't be that expensive.
That's true. That's all it is. Just
Right? I'm not wrong.
You're technically not wrong.
It's a hot rock and water, and it makes steam, and then steam makes power.
Yes.
That shit always blew my mind.
That's
right?
deep.
Like I, yeah, no, like, not just the steam thing, but just how electricity is made in general.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like I get that, okay, you get the steam turns the thing, you have that mechanical energy, and now you're transferring that into electrical energy. That transfer part is what gets me. What do you mean? What do you mean go from motion to electricity? How? What exactly is the motion to electricity thing that happens there? That always fucked with me. I get it that it's like magnetism, that the fucking magnets and how they work is work
Yeah.
based on that. Did you learn anything about that in fucking school?
In homeschool? No, I didn't fucking learn.
Yeah, apparently, like, yeah, if you get like a bunch of metal, I forget, like copper is, you can make like your own generator at home, like a little small efficient one or whatever.
I learned that from the school of the internet, but I didn't learn that in like school growing up, no.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, where you just spin a magnet around,
yeah,
or something around a magnet,
yeah,
somehow creates some the fucking causes the electrons to move, and you make electricity.
But
who figured that out? Why?
I mean, we've talked about that shit before. Like, you had really fucking smart people, like Tesla. We've talked about him, so like I've talked about him a lot. Like, he had fucking ideas for Wi-Fi way back, and like, he just fucking was
You
too.
don't remember when Tesla was born, do you? You just went way back and then your brain drew a blank and now you're trying to cover for it.
It was 18 something to 19 something. I know that much.
Really narrowed it down there.
I feel like he died in like, I don't know, 1920 something.
I feel like maybe 1997 he was around. Or could be. Didn't he star in the movie The Crow? Or really fucking things up.
Wasn't he in The Last Action Hero as the bad guy? Like,
yeah, right.
Carrying the axe and shit. Like, what the fuck? Wait.
Is he Snape? I thought he was Snape in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, he was Snape. Oh, you just made me sad.
Why? Oh yeah, the Hagrid, the big guy just died.
Yeah, that too. But I was thinking of Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickrollman.
Yeah, that was Snape. I didn't know him as Snape though. Like everybody else, was like, oh Snape, yeah, that's fine and dandy. But
he
no,
was the diehard guy, right?
Yeah, he was a diehard guy, but I knew him from fucking like I remember him from fucking Galaxy Quest.
Wow,
Galaxy Quest was. That was the shit.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest is really good. I feel like that's hardly ever talked about, though.
I know, but that movie was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Grab Thar's hammer.
Oh, God. I can't remember. I remember really enjoying that movie, but the only thing that really sticks out in my mind is like when they had to go to the reactor room or whatever, and they had the crushing pipes or like fucking all the moving shit that would like crush you.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, we saw the one episode where you had to do that and you had to move around there. So that's how we built it. Where they purposely built the shit all fucked up because that's how it was in the TV show.
Yep. And they were guided by fucking, oh my God, I forgot his name. Justin Long.
Justin Long? Wait. Who's the dumpy, like, male pattern baldness older guy that was in there? He ended up hooking up with the alien chick.
Dumpy male pattern baldness. Oh, you're talking about Tony Shalhoub?
Tony what?
Tony Shalhoub. He was the one who hooked up with the alien chick.
Tony Shalhoub. Because I feel like I've seen him in a lot of things, but I couldn't tell you where.
He was in Monk. He was the star. He was a main character from Monk TV show.
Monk, that's it. Okay, that's where I probably remember mostly from then.
I have problems because I grew up watching like Nick at Night and TV Land and shit because I'm a psychopath as a child. And I knew him from Wings. He was on Wings.
Wings.
Yeah.
The fuck is Wings?
Old show about flying. He was like a taxi driver or something in that show.
You're really selling. You're such a descriptive man. You
I
know
know.
that? You really
I'm
really
paid.
give me a lot to go on. Oh
What?
yeah, the show was Wings. It was about wings.
Bitch,
And
you
you
got Google? I
die.
don't need to fucking describe it. There was they owned the two brothers. They owned a fucking airline together. They had like one plane and they traveled all the time, like, flying people around the fucking place, and they were straight across from another airline that was like a major airline, and the guy's name was Roy and he was a dick. And then you had fucking Lowell, who was he became Sandman later on for Spider-Man. He was in that as the dumb mechanic guy, and Tony
Oh.
Shalhoub was the fucking cab driver that they saw.
So he wasn't even a pilot? He just
No,
drove a cab?
he was racist as shit. He was a cab driver. Yeah.
Well, tell me about some of the episodes. I want to learn more. So they only had one plane and they just flew wherever the fuck. They didn't have like a set, like we go here to here. It's just
No,
like,
they
well,
did.
where do you guys want to go today?
No, they did. Like, they were an airline. Like, they flew like from this place to this place, but they were a very small airline, so they only flew like however. I don't even remember where the fuck, but it was like basic, like a small local airline type thing, nothing international. And I for the life of me cannot remember many episodes. I remember something about they thought that the guy Roy, some fat guy who worked across from him, who was always a dick, they thought he like murdered somebody because he kept hinting that he murdered somebody. And they went and started digging up his backyard because he did, that's where he buried the body. So they're out there digging up the backyard, and come to find out, nah, this man's just a dick, and he wanted free labor for them to dig his jacuzzi or his pool or some shit.
No, that seems like a pretty smart move.
It is.
I have to kind of, I kind of like his gumption. He
Exactly.
would have a dude that would bury his ex-wife in his
Wings.
know. So what, how was their 9/11 episode? How was that?
They were not on the air when 9/11 happened. That's how old that show is.
So you're telling me that they predicted 9/11?
There was no 9/11. They had all the Indian and Arab people going in taxis, not in planes, so they prevented 9/11 by being racist.
Wait, Indian people weren't the ones that flew the planes into the Twin Towers. You know that, right?
I'm aware of that. That's what I was saying. They're being extra racist by keeping all the Indian and all the Arab people away from the airplanes. They all like that's who they made drive taxi cabs back then in all the shows.
Yeah, but
Except
why?
Taxi. Taxi was driven, all the taxis were driven by white people because they weren't willing to cast any non-white people back then.
I'm still stuck on why Indian?
You know why.
What? That's the answer I wanted. All right. I'm getting more water. I'm parched today.
You're parched.
In a pear tree.
Oh,
Ugh.
come on, don't do that. It's too early for that.
Know the Christmas things?
Yeah.
Oh,
All fuck over here. I know we have one station that starts playing Christmas music like November 1st, so.
yeah, whatever. Let's not bring talk up. Fuck that shit. I saw fucking what John Oliver did. I think a video. Maybe it was John Oliver. I don't know, but they went over like whitewashing in movie history and stuff like that.
Right.
Did you see that?
I don't think so. I do like John Oliver, but I don't remember that.
I like John Oliver too, but that one kind of killed me because they brought up like examples of whitewashing, and they were showing what was it, Prince of Persia. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
And they cast a white dude as the Persian guy.
Yeah.
And again, they then brought up like Hawaii, which is like this god-awful romance comedy. Avatar, The Last Airbender, and I forget a few other ones. But all of the movies that they brought up were ass.
Yeah.
Were all absolutely garbage, terrible garbage. So
Yeah.
I don't see why, like, that got to me because I was like, wait, you're saying that, this is whitewashing and it's bad, but people already knew it's bad, and we've been hating that for a long time.
But we were hating it for the wrong reasons, you see.
We were hating. Oh, okay. And like bringing up even Avatar: The Last Airbender, that was casted and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, an Indian man.
Yes, but
Yeah.
not.
That to me was a little bit surprising. And then they also went back to like the 1960s and the 1950s, 60s, around that area era, because of that had a lot of fucking, I forget, they had a fucking white dude playing Genghis Khan and stuff like that.
Yeah, plus they had oh my God. Katherine Hepburn or whoever playing like the White Queen of Africa.
Oh yeah, Audrey Hepburn and
Audrey,
stuff.
right?
Yeah. She's beautiful, love her. But that to me, like, I get that there is definitely racism going on there, but there is also the fact that, I don't think they would have been able to like hop on the phone and get somebody from Mongolia to actually do Genghis Khan. So there was like a limit of the time. There's racism definitely going on,
Oh,
but
right.
also the limit. And one thing they brought up that I remember like watching the video, and everybody was like, oh, that reaction to, was that they showed like it was like a white guy doing a Japanese thing where they had like the squinty eyes and the glasses, and oh, hello, that type of racist shit.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I completely understand that that is, it's bad. Right. But the time difference between when that movie came out and now, and when that movie came out and fucking the like entire city in China got deleted by the Japanese people, is it was closer to the deletion than it is now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was only like 20 years between that, and there's now over 60 years
Oh God, stop.
the other way. You know what I mean? So like looking back at that and like trying to get angry or pointing out at that, it's like, yeah, it's been a while. We learned it's not something that flies now, and we're not doing that. And any of these movies where people do try to whitewash a lot of these characters, if they turn out awful, we hate them. Like, did
Yeah.
anyone like Dragon Ball Z Evolution? Did
No.
anyone want a kid as Goku? No, no one did. No one wanted that.
Not at all. It's god awful.
Okay, well, that was my rant. I want to hear your views on it, so.
On whitewashing?
Yeah, like I get it. Like I guess is there still a problem with whitewashing?
I mean, I think technically yes, but It's I want to say it's getting better, but I don't really pay attention. If I'm being honest, I stopped caring a while ago because it started pissing me off in both directions, because they were like, well, we've whitewashed all these characters, so now they start blackwashing other characters or recasting characters. Like, now they're changing so many things that we grew up with, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine, I get it, because other people didn't have representation at the time. And now Shaggy's a black guy from Scooby-Doo, and Velma's a lesbian now, which, that's fine. It is what it is. But I feel like too many people are just hopping on the bandwagon to try to make money. Nobody actually gives a fuck about anything, like trying to make anything better. They just want to sell more product. So
It's
it's
sort
like,
of this soulless pandering.
yeah, and it's just, again, I can only answer as, me, a white male, cisgendered, straight white male, or whatever you want to call it, but that's the only way I can answer. So if you're asking me, I find it absurd, like, either way. Like, I find whitewashing absurd, I find blackwashing absurd, I find it all stupid. Like, just fucking cast who fits the role best, who the better actor, like, or the better character. Just fucking do that. You don't have to go back and start changing all these other things because you're trying to pander to a new group of people. Like, you don't sit there and worry about making more money for yourself. Try to worry about making an actual difference, like creating something that people can relate to. Like it just gets to absurd level to me, where I feel like it's just still racism, but there's a different version of it. Like, when you had everybody get mad that you had white actors who were voicing black characters on shows, or you had people get mad at the guy that voices the mom on Bob's Burgers, because, like, that should actually go to a woman, and he's like, well, fuck you. And then you had Mike Henry, or is that his name? I think Mike, I forget his name, the guy who voiced Cleveland on Family Guy. Everybody's yelling at him because, like, you're a white male doing a black character, that's racist, blah, blah. So he got bullied out of that role. But you don't hear anybody saying anything to the black actors who are voicing white characters or Asian characters or any other race. You're only bullying one race. And I get it. It's because that race has been shitty to everybody else. And, like, I get that. But it's not. Okay.
It's very much I got you here. It's like, it's the white people have had the billions of dollars and they've turned into the evil assholes, and you're like, fine. And now that money's going to somebody else. And it's like, wait a second. You were preaching all this good stuff, but now you're burying bodies off in your golf course just right next to mine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's stupid. Like, I think black actors should be able to voice whatever character that they can fucking voice, whether no matter race, gender, whatever. But I say the same thing for white actors and Asian actors and any fucking body who wants to go and voice anything. If you have the fucking voice or the fucking talent for something, that shouldn't be a fucking focus. Like, I respect the fact that people are saying, like, oh, well, my race, I didn't feel like I had representation growing up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I respect the fuck out of that. But you don't have to go and let companies start selling more of the same shit just to create the same problem over again for somebody else.
Right.
Give them better content.
Is your representation boiling down to stuff that people are selling you?
Yeah. And again, I understand that I'm going to be told that I don't have the right to say certain things because everything catered to me growing up or whatever, but I'm sorry. I don't know. And maybe it's just because I can't change certain things. But my thing is, if I'm all for equality, I am 100%, I will fight for equality right there with you. But I'm seeing that people don't want equality. They want revenge. They want to put down everybody else and be like, well, I got fucked over for this time, or my race or my gender got fucked over for this time, so now it's time to turn into the no, that's not, because that's going to create the same fucking problem over again. You're not solving anything.
Right.
So if you want equality, I got your back. I will fight right there with you. But if you're just out for revenge, fuck you. I don't care.
True. And yeah, that's like, I think a lot of people have said this, that just make new stuff. Like, why can't I get Static Shock? I fucking love Static
Yeah.
Shock. Like, there's a bunch of, like, I feel like, by making everything diverse, that every fucking movie now has to have a diverse cast, that nothing is diverse.
Yeah,
You
it
know what
doesn't
I mean?
feel real anymore.
Yeah, there's because you could have diversity, just but not all in one place. That, you know, not all the time. Like, I think like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I fucking love that show growing up. Or even Urkel. I love that show. But
Matters, yeah.
yeah, Family Matters, and things like that. And it was like I could enjoy that show while also understanding that, hey, I don't have anybody in the show that I look like, but I can still relate to them because they're people, and
Yeah.
people problems that I also have people problems, and I can like that show. And Static Shock was just a fucking, that was a fun ass show with a good ass hero.
Yeah.
You know, he had very much the Spider-Man feel to him, and Spider-Man is fucking loved by everybody. And that's what Static Shock have. Give me him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's my point from earlier. They're not actually trying to make a change. They're just trying to sell more of their same characters. Like, well, this character already has a following because it has a white fan base following, so it's obviously a famous character, so let's make it. No.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to take this character and change it. What you should do is add another character, or create something that actually represents this person, rather than sitting here and, like, I don't even give a fuck. The Little Mermaid being black, I don't care. That has no bearing on this, on the thing at all. I don't fucking care. She was white before, she's black now. Super don't fucking care. It's a fucking mermaid. Same thing with the elves and all that shit, and God, Lord of the Rings or whatever. And everybody's like, oh, they can't have, like, why? Why? You, there's no fucking reason to complain about that. But when you start going like backwards, and you're like, oh, well, now we're going to start taking all these characters and doing this. You're just doing it to make money. You're not doing it because you give a fuck about anybody.
Right.
And
Oh, man.
that shit just fucking bugs the fuck out of me.
You know what, some awful shit that I heard about the Little Mermaid though?
Oh, God.
This is I'm dating a Chinese woman, going to be
I like
married.
that you need to preface this.
Yeah, and because I am now privy to a lot of Chinese news and Chinese online commentary and things like that, because you know they look at the US for all the shit that we're doing and kind of laugh and chuckle at us. And they were like, the thing with the Little Mermaid that I heard was prevalent was, you know, oh yeah, why do you care if she's black? You should care that she's not pretty.
God damn.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh, the Chinese going for the throat there. Ouch.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But China's a little racist though, so I don't know. They just might be saying she's not pretty because she's
What? I
black.
don't know about that little part. But
She's not pretty.
yeah, they call it how they see it sometimes, and that can they don't take into account that's how they're not racist, is they'll tell you exactly how they feel. You know what I mean? No, they don't care what color, what creed, what anything and everything. They don't give a shit about that. They're just fucking boom, right to it. And I was respectable in ways. Oh, and you were talking about the Lord of the Rings things about the making those characters. I that shit still pisses me off.
Oh, it does? Why?
Why? Because like there was so much nuance. Like if you read any of the Lord of the Rings and all that and everything, every character has all this fucking backstory and meaning and like connection and lore and all this stuff, right? And you have like the elves and the humans and the orcs and their relationship and why they hate each other and all of this fucking massive amount of nerd shit and everything. But then you're going to add in different races and like the black, the white, Asian, whatever the fuck you want into there, and then just not explain anything. Like,
Oh, well,
you know what I mean? There would have been something there. There should have been something there. And it just feels weird. It feels weird that you would that there's no discussion about that, right? Because then it takes my head out of, okay, the fantasy world with fantasy things, because in there's fantasy racism all over the place. The humans, the elves, the dwarves, all fantasy racism is all fucking 120% humans and elves, and fuck you, long-eared bitch, we'll eat a dick, you little short hairy fucker. You know, like all of that exists there. And but you add in race and expect me not to believe that there's not going to be any tension there, that there's not going to be some fucking dwarf on dwarf KKK action or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think they have more important things that they hate other people for versus instead of color is how I look at that. Like,
Yeah, their ears.
exactly. The important differences, I think is where they focus on rather than like skin tone maybe, but I don't know because I guess I've always just kind of assumed playing like any role-playing game that they can be any race because I grew up with like or not just Skyrim, but like Elder Scrolls and all that shit where you can make any character, any color, whatever. So I guess that
Well,
never really resonated with me the same way.
yeah, I can completely understand that, but like the because Skyrim and those things were created in with the idea of people playing it, you know what I mean? Rather than people reading it, because like if you read European history or the history of Great Britain and in the past, you know, back during when they were fighting the Romans and things like that. You know what I mean? You read that to enjoy reading it, to hear the facts and the history and the details about these people and what they've done, right? Not to necessarily insert yourself into that.
I see what you're saying.
Right? And that's kind of how Lord of the Rings is written, is that this is this Middle Earth, which is much modeled after the European ancient European histories, right? But there are different races there. There are different places that they don't explore, but they just focus on Middle Earth for that. You could have different situations down south and all that other stuff. There are the other races around, but that's not what the focus of the story is on at that point. Which, okay, but beyond all that, okay, so they do all that to Lord of the Rings. They're inserting the female character. She's now the strongest, and she does everything right, and all the males are dumb for not listening to her. They did that. Okay, fine. Okay.
That trope
Why?
bothers me, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Why can't I have? Fuck all of that. Spend your money on making an epic like that based off of African lore and history. Do you know how fucking cool that would be if I had like you have a group of fucking African warriors going through like the Sahara, a fantasy Sahara, fighting mythical African beast of legends and things like that. They're doing a new lore that way. Fucking witch. I don't. Witch doctors is pretty fucking racist for me to bring up, but you know, I'm. The native magics, the African magic. my racist ass brain saying witches and voodoo down in the bayou, woo! But no, fuck, I'm talking about, you know, like the actual. Hit me up with some of the actual stuff that I know less about and would be fascinated to learn about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fuck it, don't have any white people in it. I don't care to see any fucking pale faces in there. You know what I mean? Just do a movie about Africa, like the African history back when, yeah, they didn't have to deal with the white colonization and all that other bullshit, and have all these cool new African fucking creatures and stuff like that. That would be fucking amazing. I'd love to watch that.
Yeah. And I need to clear something with anybody listening. Growing up, and still mostly today, I fucking hated white people. Fucking hated. Hated. But that's another topic for another day. Just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
Yeah. Me, on the other hand, absolutely loved the whitey. Believe did nothing wrong. 9/11 was orchestrated by what's his name? Who's the guy, the black guy that killed his wife? OJ. Yeah, OJ. 9/11 was an inside job by OJ Simpson. The stock market crash was invented by Oprah Winfrey.
And lizard people. Don't forget the lizard people.
Yeah, and Will Smith is a lizard man.
And yes, Will Smith is a lizard man. There you go.
And Kanye West hates Jews. Wait, one of those things is real. I forget which one.
probably not the one you think.
Yeah, it's the lizard man one.
God, fucking Kanye, man.
Well, I just gonna fucking be like, ah, fucking the Jews.
For no fucking reason either. He was already He was arguing,
yeah, it came,
and then he's just like, tomorrow I'm going off on the Jews. Bitch, what?
but you have to give it to the he did that shit, and it's like, well, that's fucking weird. But the response to it by JP Morgan, the bank, to just fucking drop him and drop his business and all that with no response. They have the balls to do that, but they had the balls to do that, but not get rid of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh yeah, because why would they? Why would they get rid of any of that money and all that when they were, you know, top clients?
Exactly, like that. That to me is testicular fortitude. I get it. If you're gonna start dropping people for being controversial or doing fucking shit, okay, whatever. That's weird that you would even care as a bank. You're making money one way or the other. But to drop somebody because they said some stuff against Jews, but not to drop somebody who had a sex island filled with kids, is ballsy. That is like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Other lines, hey, you can diddle kids. That's cool with the Pope, but you can't be making fun of the Jews. Which I also feel is cool with the Pope. The Pope can say shit about Jews, right? I
don't know. Yeah. Yeah. The Pope can and does, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, I think that's our podcast for the day. We'll let you know if we have bank accounts next time.
Let us know in the comments whether you want it in the mouth or the ass.
Yeah.
Because we're ready.
Yeah.
You both.
If you the butt gang or the mouth gang. Or we know Epstein's gonna give it to us both ways.
Well, I mean, he's dead, so.
All right, you think he's dead?
Well, I think that bitch got murdered.
No, that was just his lizard man skin that he left there.
He shed his lizard fan skin.
Yep, that's it. And he fucking like, and then his soft, supple new body was able to squeeze through the bars and he was out.
Oh. All right. I'm done. Goodbye.
Bye.